Welcome to Live Life Better. Today, we're looking at a new 2025 U.S. News & World Report survey of 53 leading health experts. Findings reveal that while Americans are living longer, the key to living healthier and extending health span lies in fundamental daily habits. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Let's dive deeper. This U.S. News & World Report survey identifies physical activity, nutritious foods, and sleep as the cornerstones of healthy aging, with experts highlighting the damaging effects of neglecting these basics. The findings serve as a powerful reminder to all of us that simple, consistent lifestyle choices remain the most impactful drivers of long-term well-being, even as new innovations like AI and GLP-1 medication emerge as future trends. So they go over in this study, and we will have a link to the study in our online on-air magazine, the most important factors to healthy aging, the least important factors to healthy aging, the most common healthy aging mistakes that Americans make, top supplements for healthy aging, although I really encourage you always to speak to your doctor, and next top trend in healthy aging. So let's take a little bit of a tour of this study. So, you know, and really before this we get going on, I want to say that these 53 health experts really showed that the exercise and diet are the nutrition of aging well. Half the experts prioritize physical activity. We know that motion is lotion, and a healthy, nutrient-rich diet and quality sleep are also ranked as top drivers of longevity. We know this, and experts certified this, that lack of exercise, smoking, and poor sleep hygiene make people age faster. Avoiding these mistakes is just as important as building healthy habits for long-term well-being. We've talked about healthy habits. Really, one of the key issues is, folks, get off your phone and make important and casual social connections. Make friends, find activities, and keep your mind active. Gut health and lean muscle mass, really important for aging. These are really important for longevity. And simple daily behaviors. Yes, simple. Regular exercise. Eat healthy. Get enough rest. That's what you need to do. So, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's most recent data from 2023 says the life expectancy of both men and women rose to 78.4 years. That's kind of interesting because for men, it was much less. But that doesn't mean these golden years are healthy ones. And said Michael Greger in the article, a physician and founding member and fellow of the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, that in the United States, we're living longer in sickness, not in health. So U.S. News and World Report really dove deep into these surveys with 53 members. These are health experts, medical doctors, registered dietitians, fitness experts, and pharmacists on how well and how poorly we age. So, you know, honestly, top daily habits that people do follow, 49% do physical activity, 43% do healthy diet. And one of the most important ones, mind-body connection, quality sleep, stress management, mindfulness, only 11%. So that's important to look at your own life plan. Make a little pie chart, folks, and sit down and look at what you do. So, protecting against chronic diseases. As you age, you have an increased risk of developing certain chronic diseases like dementia or heart disease, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, and cancer. Studies show, yes, regular exercise and physical activity can reduce those risks. And they can be things like walking. They can be things like stretching. They can be things like silver sneakers fitness. Just do it. Maintain muscle mass. Core is very important. Strength training is very important. Fight off age-related muscle loss. And that's a condition known as sarcopenia and protect you from falls. Falling is a big issue. That's another live life better. Cognitive function, boost it. Exercise has been shown to boost cognitive function by increasing blood flow to the brain, stimulating new brain cell production, and reducing inflammation and stress. Healthy diet. What's a healthy diet? We know what a healthy diet is. Stop the snacking. Stop the processed foods. It's rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Sugar and unhealthy fats, so long. Superfoods for healthy aging, dark leafy greens, berries, salmon, Greek yogurt, and eggs. The mind-body connection. Well, you know, Dr. Mantel follows my Live Life Better on Saturdays, and the link is what you think. So stress, anxiety, all cause inflammation. So I want you to listen to Dr. Mantel's life is the link is what you think, and make that part of your daily thing. So the three least important factors of healthy aging, get this, the least important factors that influence aging, reducing social media, taking vitamins and supplements, and minimizing screen time. Actually, social media used right, not doom scrolling, can improve mental health by lowering the risk of depression. It also can be a mind stimulant if you take a class on YouTube or do something online with your mind, whether it's a Wordle, et cetera, that can help. Most common mistakes, we talked about them. Lack of exercise, smoking, poor sleep hygiene, processed foods. You can change that very easily with friends. Loneliness and social isolation at all ages is a huge, In this U.S. News survey on loneliness showed that older adults who lived in senior living communities experienced less loneliness and improved senior health, while 63% reported improved health conditions thanks to engagement in other residents. I want to point out that multigenerational interaction is also really important. It's not mentioned in this study, but many studies indicate that. And finally, gut health. Please, that sauerkraut, fermented foods, and diverse plant-based foods, it's important to you. So, folks, I'm going to post the whole U.S. News Healthy Aging Survey. I want to thank Sarah Pike at U.S. News and World Report for sharing this with Radio St. Pete. And until next time, I want you to get out, walk, and eat right. For Radio St. Pete, live life better. I'm Nanette Weiser.